recording. Hello, welcome. Welcome, friends. Oh, it is going to be a good night tonight. I'm getting my coffee because I am exhausted. And I also have, this is also more caffeine. I wish it was special drink. What's up, Ashley? So we're back to the fancy setup. Fancy, fancy. Yeah, buddy. Fancy, fancy. So I do actually have some questions that we're going to talk about tonight. What's up, Steven, Jimmy? What's going on, guys? I spent most of the day getting this set up. What's up, Matthew? I'm going to let a couple people get in here before we get started. I actually do have questions, and I'm actually going to put them up on the screen. So today's kind of a big day, guys. All right, let's see. Let's start this guy. So right now what I've done is started the camera switcher. So if it works the way it should, without me touching it, it should be switching over to this camera now. Oh, there we go. And then in about 10 seconds, should be switching over to this camera. Hey! This is the GoPro, and then I have another camera over here. Well, it's not a camera, but it's hooked to my phone because there's some other stuff that I want to try tonight. Hey, Don, Trevor, Matthew. Yes, Matthew, you should order a banner. Video quality good, audio good, yes, no. Up, down, are we good where we're at? Thank you, Don. Thank you, Trevor. I had to do some work in Photoshop today, which I'm not super great at. What's up, Steven? Okay. Is it switching too fast? Camera angle switching too fast? Perfect. Perfect. All right. I don't want to take up a ton of your guys' time. Where are we? I don't want to take up a ton of your guys' time. So we can get into some questions that I have put up. You are more than welcome to join in and chit-chat with me. I'm going to try. I have to switch between, like, the Facebook Live comments and the actual switching software, so bear with me. No, you look like you are on a QVC. That's pretty funny. Okay. All right, we're going to stop that guy. There we go. All right, so the first question, I should have the iPad up here with the comments so I can keep up with that. Let's see here. Hold on. This is my first time trying this new setup out. Question, let's see. Bam. Bah. Can I run that and have that up at the same time? Can we switch? Will it switch? Let's see. Let's find out. We're in this together. Ah, perfect. That's exactly what I need. Okie dokie. Yes, Matthew, I do make a gray banner. I have gray vinyl over there. It's not silver. It's like actually gray. All right, the first topic I wanted to talk about is the Jeep Club. Is the Jeep Club dead? Steven says it is dying, but not dead yet. That's kind of where I am on it. So, Trevor wants to be a funny guy. The question is, are Jeep Clubs dead? I don't believe they are. I think there's a lot of hardcore folks that are still hanging on to it, and I don't necessarily think that they're bad. I just think that in this day and age of Facebook, that they're not able to sustain member numbers or people showing up to events and stuff. Dawn says, this is the shit Bobby and I love to hear after a long day of wheeling. I am really upset that I can't go wheeling with you guys. Is it a dark gray? It's like a light gray. Like, it's not dark gray, it's light gray. Trevor says smaller clubs are growing in popularity. Everyone's tired of the overgrown ones. Yeah, I'm definitely on that train. I have met some of my best friends that I have now that I met in Virginia through official clubs. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get this coffee in me. I was really struggling. I didn't even want to go live. I'm exhausted. I've met a lot of great people, great friends through clubs, but I don't participate in any anymore. Yeah, Joe brings up a good point. He says the people are different now. That I can also see. I don't know. It's hard to explain without sounding like negative or like you're ripping on clubs or whatever. The clubs that I have been a part of have been absolutely terrific. I love being a part of them when I was with them. I still like to support them when I can. It's just, I don't have the time to dedicate to it right now. Meville says, too much waiting in big clubs on the trail. Yeah, that's true. That's another thing with having large groups is that I hate wheeling with like more than 8 people. I like to wheel and, well, I say that I haven't wheeled in like 4 years. But I definitely like to hit more trails. Dawn says, I think that Jeep clicks are more popular than clubs. Dawn says, I prefer cults. Well, we're glad to have you. Trevor says, too many voices who bring in non-Jeep content to big clubs. Sponsorships with local shops are poisonous for local clubs. I can see that. I definitely can see that. Alex says, I think clubs still have their place, but the effort isn't worth the reward. That's kind of where I'm at, Alex. Gina says, F Jeep clubs. Bo says, real clubs are going away. Clubs with dues and rules. Vehicle requirements and safety is not a priority. Bo pretty much just hit the nail on the head on kind of where I'm at with that. Is that a Facebook group is not a club. My definition of a club is you have to pay dues, you have to show up to meetings, you have to have, like he says, certain requirements, safety, all that stuff. That's what I think a real club is, and I think those clubs are going away. Very quickly. Very, very quickly. But not to be super negative, put your paw in the air if you're a part of a real club, like dues and meetings, that you like are a big fan of, so we can shout them out. You guys know me. You know I love to talk shit, but I also like to promote the good stuff that's happening out there. Rick says, dumpsters and taco clubs are the way to go. Woo! I agree. Jimmy has a good club. What's your good club, Jimmy? I see your comment. Tell me. Aw, Matthew, I think you're awesome too, bud. Paw and air. Alex says, Derby City Jeep Club. I think Alex is in Tennessee, I think. Arnold agrees with me. Hell yeah. Jimmy says, Lost Off Road. Ryan J. Conger is the president. Shout out to Lost Off Road. Apparently, they run a pretty good group. Good stuff. That's what I like to see. Add a little bit of positivity. Kentucky. Ah. Sorry, Alex. Bo is in the process of joining a club. COVID has slowed down the mandatory meetings and rides. Okay, well, when you get in, you get situated, let me know. Let me know how you like it. Aaron says, all the clubs in SoCal suck. I love the people, hate the politics. Yeah, not a huge Jeep Club politics fan. Liz says, Facebook clubs are so much easier. No dues or meetings, but getting out and meeting people at meet and greets and find out where people are going to be on the weekends. Yeah, that's... That's, I feel like, one of the reasons why Facebook has been taking over, you know, what forums used to be. For better or worse, that's, we can make that into a different conversation. Warner Robins Jeep Club. Bo says, Warner Robins Jeep Club. Support local small business. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Gina being positive. I appreciate that. All right, does anybody else have anything about Jeep Clubs before we go on to the next one? I only got three. I only got three topics that I want to talk about today. But I feel like they were good ones, and I don't want to, like, I don't want this to be a three-hour live, like, is prone to happen. The Trap Queen gave me some blue drink. Oh no, go back. Gave me some blue drink. It's actually like a caffeine thing you put in water. Dan says tacos. Ah, dude, I was like this close to running out and getting tacos and, like, eating dinner with you guys, but I didn't. Okay, sounds like some of my cheering are home. Okie dokie. Let's see here. That's not what I wanted to do. Whoops. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right, what are we doing here? See, this is why I need a producer for this show. Let's see. We'll do this real quick. In case you guys don't know, in case this is your first time here, my name is Angel, and this is Seven Slot Society. Oh, Don had trail tacos. Hell yeah. What's up, buddy? Jimmy had tacos and margaritas on the boat today. I know. I saw your Snapchat, my dude. That is pretty killer. Okay. Topic two. Whoops. Bear with me, guys. I promise I'll get better at this. I promise. I'm trying to do 70 different things at once. We got to take that one down. Got to go back in here. Bring this one up. Hold on, bear with me. I'm going. There we go. All right, now we're cooking. It should say King Seven Slot and not your real name. I don't know. Nah, fuck it. Aaron says, I had Del Taco again. God damn you. Okay, question topic two. Topic two I want to talk about. So before you start giving me your answers, you like, look at that shine. Woo! I want to kind of discuss what I mean by this and where I'm going. So where does unique stop, and where does stupid begin? And this is kind of along the vein of, I'm a big proponent of build your Jeep however you fucking want. If you want to do something, don't listen to anybody else. I'm sorry, my allergies are really killing me. Do whatever the fuck you want. Build your Jeep however you want. You shouldn't give a fuck about what anybody else thinks. But I feel like it comes to, like, a point of no return where it's like 22s and rubber band tires, and I'm not a fan of the unibrows, the angry eyebrows, the eyelashes, the circulating light LED halos. Like, at what point, in your guys' opinion, does it go from be unique, do what you want, fuck what anybody else thinks, and until it gets stupid? Like, where are you guys on that? Corey says, unique and stupid is a very fine line. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Gina, are you the line between unique and stupid? I don't understand. Anthony says, don't take 5 years. Corey says I'm a hater. Oh, man. I'm, you know, I am me. Buddy says, any RGB stereo system. Okay. Steven says, when it never touches the dirt. Okay, so Steven's line in the sand is, if it never touches the dirt. All right, I can see that. Bo says, accent colors and good names. He hates them. He hates them. I am of, I'm of the opinion that the factory named the Jeeps. So, I mean, like, I named my TJ, and I've actually named most of mine, but not, like, put the name on the side and, like, referred to it as that. I always refer to it as the Jeep, not fucking Rumpelstiltskin, or I'm going to go take Rumpelstiltskin to the grocery store today. What's up, Krista? We're having conversations today. Be proud of me. Be proud of me, because I actually have questions and stuff going on. This caffeine's really pepping me up. I'm not being funny. It actually is. It is caffeine. For reals. For reals, for reals. Maybe we'll do a live tomorrow and have some Memorial Day brews. But yeah, so the unique and the... Oh man, I gotta sneeze. I'm sorry. The perks of doing lives. Woo! Buddy says, why aren't you drinking beer? I don't know, dude. When it's super hot, I don't like drinking beer. Gina says, I've gotten way too stupid with the pink and worse than your Pepto seats. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. What's up, Christopher? What's going on? Oh. Yeah, so the unique and the stupid is... It is a very fine line, I believe. And always... up to interpretation, as with everything. Buddy says, got to go with the light beer. I'm on the Corona Premier kick in the heat. Oh, nice. Best beer is a grass-cutting beer. Brandon said, fair enough, I deserve that. Levi says, unique is different from everyone else. Angry eyes and a lift you had installed by a shop is not unique. Damn. There you go. I would, my personal opinion, I know everybody gets mad at me. They're like, you're supposed to include every Jeep because you like run an off-road brand. And am I not allowed to have an opinion? Like, I don't like that shit. I'm not going to like refuse that you like buy stickers if you... run that stuff. I'm just saying, why can't I have opinions, man? What the hell? I have feelings too. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of entitled to an opinion, just like everybody else. And this is why I wanted to chit-chat with you guys about it. See where everybody else is at on it. Ryan says, those angry grill pricks can take a walk. There we go. Mark says, hey, Mark. Mark says, paint match interior panels with paint matched wheels, not unique, aka 90% of JK owners. I think your math might be wrong, but I get the sentiment, and I see you. Your voice is heard. My mama said opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. That's true. No, no. Okay, here come the cup comments. This was a gift from a very dear friend, Mr. Blair. But I don't know. They are pretty cool. This one's hefty. Trevor also brings up a good point. He says 99% of mods have been done 100,000 times. Unique is in the details. And I agree with that. Because a lift only gets installed a certain way. Multiple ways if you fuck it up and you don't know how to do it. But there's only so many different combos that you can make to make it unique. And I think what Trevor's referring to is like the little, like the devil's in the details type of stuff. Man, I am not sitting with good posture at all. I apologize. I'm all sitting like this. And that's a good point, Trevor. I definitely agree with that. Hey, Weston. Oh, thank you, buddy. I put a lot of time and effort into this. I need to replace this camera. This is an old GoPro. Old GoPro. Mark, no, this is the cup that Blair got me. Oh, you're talking about Buddy's? Mark says he won the cup that Buddy has. We'll see. All right. Does anyone else have anything else they'd like to say about topic number two? Number two that we're talking about here. Anybody else want their voice heard? I'm reading the comments. Also, I got my phone right here. Leah says, when people build their Jeep to look like they wheel, but they don't wheel, save your money and just stick with the basics. I absolutely agree with that, Leah. Mark, you're such a silly fellow. Such a silly fellow. Everybody send out some good vibes to Mark. He's having his heart tested this week. Make sure it's strong like bull. All right, moving on to the next question, guys. Next question. Let's go back into the media pool. Let me pull that down. Media pool. Here we go. Oh, hold on. Hang on real quick. Excuse me. All right. If you're just joining us, my name is Angel. This is Seven Slot Society. We're actually recording a podcast. If this is your first time here, I do say bad words, so turn it down if you're listening with your kids, and feel free to comment and interact. We like to have fun here. You're going to have fun, right? Okay. Okay, here we go. All right. Here we go. Arnold says, I don't give a fuck what your Jeep looks like, just don't touch mine. Okay, here it is, folks. If you had to start at square one, meaning, let's make this simple. Let's say for the Jeep that you have right now, right at this second, you have to knock it back down completely stock everything. What would be your forward steps from step one? Even if you bought it and it already had stuff done to it, what would be what's happening? For me, right now, well, I have two. The Comanche is kind of mostly stock, so we'll go with the YJ. The YJ, I would probably, 405 speed, which I absolutely love, and I will until the day I die. If I had to start completely over with that, I would probably do 33s and an 88 in the rear. Oh, comments are coming in. Whoa, okay. Fuck what I had to say. Let's read these comments. Leah says a Dana 60 front. All right. Dan says buy a TJ and not a JK. Damn. Anthony says don't do everything at once. Build in stages. I can definitely empathize with that. Oh, but then Alex brings up the other point. He said he would have skipped all the phases and went straight to the end game, which is kind of what I'm doing now. But I see both sides of it. So when I first got the YJ, I was like, I know what I want it to be in the end, so why don't I just skip all the fucking in-between shit and just go straight to the end, which is what Alex is talking about. But now I'm in that mindset that Anthony's in, where I wish I would have built wheel, and then I actually could have wheeled, but now I think in the end I'm going to be fine. It's just that middle stage that me and Anthony are stuck in right now. We're like, God damn it, I should have wheeled it like half built. Christopher says, are you going to eat 31 tacos after this? God, no, dude. Weston says, I'd sell it and buy something else. Tons, 42s, V8, and a fucking frame. Are you talking about your XJ, I'm assuming, not your crawler? Trevor says, a stock YJ Toyota swap. Buddy says, I would have never did anything to it and left it stock. I would have kept one of my YJs and swapped out an old 350 truck motor and built from there. Yeah. Ryan says, I would have never bought anything from Gibson Exhaust and just bought the Evo kit to begin with. Okay. Mark says, order a pile of tube, buy a Jeep grill of wanted flavor and go from there. Arnold said he would have linked it right off the bat. Ryan says, no matter how much planning goes into it, you'll always double buy something. I absolutely agree with that. Always, always, always. Doesn't matter what it is. Anthony, yep. It fucking sucks watching everyone else wheel. Everybody out with Bobby and Dawn, that whole crew, they're out there having a great fucking time. Great time. Mark says, pay me to build something. Level 4 concepts. He will build you a thing. Is there a dust on my camera right here? I think I got it. Do you guys see my... this is my hood from Built to Heal. God, I don't even remember when. It was supposed to be hung up when we first moved into this house. Bo says he would have done a moderate wheeler on 33s with the locked front and LSD rear. Isn't that what you have now? I could have sworn that's what you had before. I could be wrong. I'm sorry, I'm not centered in all these cameras here. I apologize. Yeah, everybody's bringing up pretty good points. I think we're all kind of pretty much on the same page here of what we should have done. Oh, wow. Christopher said, tube chassis on a Willy's body, early 50s diesel 42s. Damn. Going straight for the big guns, guy. All right. Oh, Bo said he's building it. It was a mess when I got it. Oh, man, I would love to have an LJ. Love, love, love. Oh, yeah. Peep the Big Tire Garage shirt. Ian Johnson. Big fan. I usually only wear my own shit or PRP shit. Yeah, that's all the questions I had. Does anybody have anything like they want to talk about? Do we need to do an Instagram scroll? You guys liked that last time. Oh, we're coming up on a half hour. I won't take up too much more of your time, guys. Oh, hi, Daniel. Love you too, bud. All right. Let's kill this. We can switch that. If you don't know, my name's Angel, and this is Seven Slot Society. Thank you for joining us. Krista says we need to do another Zoom meeting. Oh, God. Scroll the hashtag. All right. All right. All right. All right. We'll scroll the hashtag. Let's see. Let me get it pulled up first. You guys are silly. All right. You need a nickname. I don't need a nickname. My name's Angel. Dylan, plan a wheeling trip. Roush, AOAA. Soon. Soon. The next step in seventh slot. Oh, God, dude. I don't even know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow. Trevor says, what's the most difficult wheeling on the East Coast? I don't know, man. I haven't been wheeling in like 4 years. I don't feel I am appropriately equipped to answer that question. Daniel says, any chance of more hats or shirts being dropped? There's a big pile of shirts that I'm looking at right here that have not been printed yet that need to be. And I apologize. I got so much shit going on. It is impossible to get this fucking shit printed. But I have it, and it's on the list to be done. I wish I could have stuff in stock on the website all the time, and I apologize. Steven, no. No hoodie pre-order. You heathens. You heathens. Bring that trip mid-south. We want to join. Hell yeah. All right, let's do a little, we'll do a little scroll. Do a little scroll here. Let's get, here we go. Back here, I'm going to move this way. Are we good there? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So, I feel like I need to add a disclaimer. This is like what's actually popping up on my phone right now. This is, it's connected to my phone here. You're seeing what's on the screen right now. So this is why I'm always a little bit leery of doing this, but it's usually a good time. So I'm like more nervous than I was last time, because last time was a little bit of a shit show. Okay, let's see here. All right. These are the top ones. Let's go by recent. All right. It's just Derek. Totally an accident. Sinking a nice stock WJ. We got here. What's going on here? Oh, a little frame rust repair. Gnarly, dude. The squared off bumpers, not a huge fan of. But that's just me. That's my personal opinion. Oh, love that. Love that. This I also love. I'm sorry. I don't care. I like it. Let's see what else we got here. Oh yeah, that's my peoples. Fat girl summer. That's pretty funny. Jeepy Josie. Oh, I already like that one. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, a bunch of WJs. What's up? Loving the blue and the orange. Oh, West Michigan Jeeper. He always has good content. Let's see. Ah, boo. It is a WJ day, buddy. Oh, that's why Alex wanted me to scroll the hashtag. I see you, buddy. Oh, I already liked it, dude. Gotta love some America. Oh, good looking booty. Oh, I already liked that one, too. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I feel like I said this last time. Virginia underscore scramblers, if you're into that. Huge fan. ZJ. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that's clean. That is clean. What's your favorite color on a 7-slot station wagon? That's pretty funny. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh. Oh, that looks good. Oh, that looks good. How do you... Will it not let me turn it off?
What is happening here?
It will not let me... Oh, because it's running continuously. Duh. Idiot. There we go. Whew. That was a good little scroll. Nothing too crazy popped up. Nothing too crazy, which is good. Not even a zip-up hoodie pre-order. Weston, I'm assuming Weston beating up Baby keeps trying to get me to buy his. You should buy his. Brandon Henderson has joined the party. Thank you guys for these answers. I really enjoyed chit-chatting about these things. It's always better when I have, like, a little bit of a plan, so I appreciate that. I'm gonna give you your night back. Maybe we'll do, maybe some 7-slot Sunday breakfast tomorrow. Maybe we'll have some beers for breakfast tomorrow, if that's what you guys are into. Maybe, we'll see. Who knows? I was thinking maybe running out, grabbing some breakfast, coming back, sitting right here. Can change some camera angles so you can get a nice close-up of breakfast. Who knows? We'll see. I'll hear it. Sunday brunch. What is brunch for you? What time is brunch? I heard brunch is late, like afternoon. Liquid breakfast. I don't know. We'll see, man. Maybe. Brandon says, let's just drink booze, have a fire, and talk shit. That sounds like a fantastic time. Natterdays. Oh, Natterdays for breakfast? Oh, dude. My heartburn. Felt that one. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. I've done dumber stuff. All right, if you are watching this and it is not live, please still leave a comment. I check most of the comments. Unless you're a dick, then I just ignore it. So if you post something and I ignore it, probably because you're being a dick. Or I don't like you. Or I didn't see it. So it's like, could be a whole bunch of different things. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. I hope you have an incredible, incredible evening. And I will see you tomorrow at some point. I'm going to leave all of this set up, and I'm going to go live again tomorrow at some point. It may be in the morning having breakfast beers. It may be in the afternoon having afternoon beers. It may be at night having bedtime beers. Who knows? All right. Thank you, guys. I love you dearly, and I hope you have a fantastic night. Goodbye.